That's why I've assembled a team of management, technology, and budget experts to guide us in this work. Leaders who will help us revamp government operations from top to bottom and ensure that the federal government is truly working for the American people.
President Obama made official the long-awaited announcement of the two key posts during his Saturday radio and internet address.
I've named Jeffrey Zients, a leading CEO, management consultant, and entrepreneur, to serve as Deputy Director for Management of the Office of Management and Budget, and as the first ever Chief Performance Officer. Jeffrey will work to streamline processes, cut costs, and find best practices throughout our government. Anish Chopra, who's currently the Secretary of Technology for Governor Tim Kaine of Virginia, has agreed to serve as America's Chief Technology Officer. In this role, Anish will promote technological innovation to help achieve our most urgent priorities, from creating jobs and reducing healthcare costs to keeping our nation secure. Anish and Jeffrey will work closely with our Chief Information Officer, Vivek Kundra, who is responsible for setting technology policy across the government and using technology to improve security, ensure transparency, and lower costs.
The appointment of Zients to the Chief Performance Officer post will hopefully allow the president to put behind him one of several missteps by his transition team. Mr. Obama's first choice for the newly created position, Nancy Killefer, withdrew in February over tax problems. Zients, a founder and managing partner of the investment firm Portfolio Logic, has 20 years of business experience as a chief executive, management consultant, and entrepreneur. Several years ago, he played a role in the effort to bring baseball back to the nation's capital. As for Anish Chopra, he has been Virginia's technology secretary since he was appointed by Governor Tim Kaine in 2006. He's reportedly been under consideration for a number of posts in the Obama administration. The Washington Post reports that Chopra was part of the president's transition team, putting in long hours preparing Mr. Obama to take office on January 20th. He was one of 50 volunteers from across the country who made up a policy group on technology, innovation, and government reform. Chopra is a former managing director with the Advisory Board Company, a for-profit think tank providing guidance to 2,500 health systems and hospitals. At the White House, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.